So it really is my privilege this morning just to be able to speak to you briefly just on some of the things we've done through Kids Church this year. And I just want to land on a small element of that and share with you some of the things that we've shared with our kids, because, you know, we're doing some cool stuff over there and we don't want you to miss out. So I'll get to share a bit of that. And then we've got a little bit of a difference this morning. We are going to give out some certificates to students who are graduating out of our primary program into our Surge program, and for some graduates who are ending their time in our kids' ministry for a Sunday morning program and are transitioning into the life of the church in a new way. So that's going to be really special. So just to recap a little bit of our year, this is how we roll. We started the year with a topic called Hall of Fame, talking about honour. And we looked at the lives of Daniel and David and how honour is seen through their lives, all right? Powerful testimonies of how honour is a powerful principle and what that brings into our lives. We had a topic of upside down. This was heading into Easter, humility. Anyone guess? Humility is a bit upside down. Jesus kind of did things a little bit backwards. So we talked about upside down, what humility looks like through the life of Jesus and through what he did on the cross. And again, how we can have humility in our life as we're like him. We looked at a topic called Unstuck, about determination. And for determination, we looked at the life of the disciples after Jesus had gone back to heaven. He gave them, you know, just a casual little mission. Quite significant, actually, to take the gospel to the ends of the earth. Looks like they succeeded, because I think New Zealand's pretty classed as one of the ends of the earth, and I'm very grateful for the gospel. So I think they actually did a brilliant job, but they faced some incredible opposition, and they stayed determined, for which I'm personally very grateful. So we had a great time looking at them. We had our mission month, which we called Mission 316, where our kids turn into secret agents. They still are. On a mission, all right, to spread the gospel. We had two fundraisers as part of that. One of them raised nearly, I think it was nearly $600, that sent our team, our Kids Church team, on a mission to Wellington to love on the kids at National Conference. And that was an epic time. I was incredibly proud of our team and how they loved on the kids, and the feedback from others running that conference were that our team shone. So I was very, very proud in the way they served. Yeah, it's worth a clap. They were amazing. They really were. And then we did another fundraiser where we raised almost $1,000. We're such a generous congregation for Tamapua Trust, which is a local trust that works with some of our most needy children in Christchurch, takes them on camps, resources them, visits their home. And in those camps, they get shared the straight gospel, which most of those kids have never heard. And by the end of that camp, they are all invited if they want to give their lives to Jesus. And I'll tell you what, it doesn't matter if they go home to families that don't know the Lord. That is incorruptible seed. And some of those kids come back to that over and over again. So we were really thrilled to be part of that. And one of our leaders went on that camp to be a leader. So we'd like to do that a little bit more as a team, possibly next year as well, which would be really cool. Then in term three, we studied the fruit of the Spirit, hence our song. And then this term, we've been focusing on faith. Kids, can you remember what it means to trust in what you can't see because of what you can see? That's right. All right, so looking at faith. And as we head to Christmas, perfect chance to look at faith in Jesus and what he did for us by coming as a baby. But I wanted to share with you just a few insights from what we talked about with Fruits of the Spirit, because we took 9 weeks and did one fruit every week, and there was still more we could have talked about. For those of you who know Graham Cook, he has an amazing message on the Fruits of the Spirit, and he says this. This is paraphrased. But he says, we often think of a move of God as what is happening in our meetings. We think of it in terms of the salvations, the presence of God, how it manifests in our meetings, how there's growth in our meetings. And it's all very true. We've all been through seasons of really radical moves of God, and they're life-changing. But sometimes an even greater move of God can actually be evidenced by what is happening in our relationships. See, the fruit of the Spirit is actually most needed, all right, and most impactful in our relationships. Have any of you noticed that you really don't need a lot of fruit of the Spirit if you don't have any people in your life? I don't know about you. I thought I was very patient, very loving, very kind, until I got married. And someone was close enough to me to push some buttons I didn't realise were there. And then I became a parent, and had to repent all over again because, you know, when you've got a toddler who won't stay in bed or, you know, various other challenges, you know, you find, right, it's in the presence of difficulty we need the fruits of the Spirit. It might be that you thought you were great until you had a boss who was really hard to work for. It's in the presence of frustration and anxiety and hate and fear and evil and selfishness coming usually through people that we need to have the fruit of the Spirit. Agree? Right. So let's look at it. Galatians 5:22 that we said in our song. It's an interesting passage. To take you back to the start of that passage, Paul starts on, he's challenging the Galatians to kind of not go backwards, not fall into trying to earn their salvation by following Jewish customs. Because some were trying to say they needed to follow certain rules again. And he's going on to say, paraphrasing again, but that it's not the rules that we keep that make us followers of Christ, it's the way we live. And he actually gets really explicit. That means he says some really like full-on words about what life lived without the Spirit can look like and what we're actually supposed to run from. So he talks about wickedness and selfishness and envy and lying and all sorts of types of sort of being very ungodly. And then we get to this verse where he says, but the fruit of the Spirit is, kids, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such thing there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking, and envying each other. The use of fruit is a really powerful image. See, fruit isn't something that a tree has to sweat about and strive to produce. I have a black boy peach at my house that I love. It brings back lots of childhood memories, so I was absolutely delighted when we got one a number of years ago. And I have never yet seen it straining or heard it groaning in spring and summer to produce the beautiful peaches that it gives us. It naturally makes peaches because peaches are in its DNA. You see where I'm going with this. So provided it has the right conditions, it just will produce fruit. Right, kids? All right, so my Bible tells me that I am made in the image of God. So that means that the things that are part of God's nature are in my DNA too. And we have a lot of evidence in the Word of God that love and joy and peace and patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control are part of who God is. Because there's just, you just can't count the stories where you actually see that demonstrated in how God relates to us, to his people, even pre the cross and post the cross. So why is it so hard sometimes to have those things in our life? Well, we know that sin kind of sabotaged that process and we ended up with a bit of a default setting of a sinful nature. But through Christ, I get to live renewed. Actually, my DNA is renewed to my original image of God. It's been washed, cleaned through the sacrifice of Christ on the cross, and it means I can have every confidence that actually through the Spirit is designed to grow in my life. It's still part of who I am. It's actually part of who you are if you've accepted Christ into your life. Fruit should be growing in your life. Now, kids, do you remember we talked about what the basic kind of essential three things that a tree needs? Can you remember what they were? Do you want to call them out? What was that? Water, so rain, yep. Sun, the sunshine, and one other. Soil, healthy soil, okay? Just the basics. So if we're like trees and we're growing fruit in our life, what do we need? All right, well, we need to stay planted. All right, so we talk about being planted in the Word of God and planted in community. Two things that are really, really important, all right, for you to stay healthy. Get to know your Bible, open it up, get help if you don't know how to read it. There's more than enough resources out there in the form of people and product to help you make your way through the Bible and through the Scriptures. Stay in community, keep coming to church, keep connecting to small groups. It is invaluable. Then if trees need sun, we need to spend time with the sun, all right, with Jesus Christ. Have a personal relationship with him. Get to know him. Talk to him. Hey, listen to him. That's what we talked about. And then rain. Who is most likely compared to, you know, water at times in the Bible? The Holy Spirit. spend time inviting in the presence of God, the Holy Spirit, and be open to feeling the Holy Spirit and experiencing Him. Stay open to having Him in your life, and we enter into that presence actually through our praise and worship. So it doesn't matter whether you are good at singing or even night singing, just your words of praise to the Father invite His presence. So you need His presence in your life. And any one of these things, if you cut it off, or you're like, well, I'm not really into that part of one of these three things, you do endanger the health of your life. They're actually really essential altogether. Don't think that you're exempt. It's in the Word. He didn't make a mistake. We need these things, all right? We need these things in our life. And then we start to produce fruit. Now, did you know it's really normal for trees to produce more fruit every year they grow? They get more. Yeah? It's actually normal for a mature tree to produce more fruit than a young sapling. And a healthy tree will actually produce more fruit than needed for one person. It'll actually have enough to give away. So, why is it sometimes it's our newest Christians, our newest ones who are fresh and like, I've got this new life, and we see the fruit of God growing in them quite rapidly with their love and their joy and their peace because they've just got this new life, and it's amazing. And some of us kind of turn into kind of grumpy old Christians who have, you know, weathered so many storms and life's just been a bit hard. And we may not necessarily have as much fruit in our life as we should, but it's actually normal for a mature tree and for a mature Christian to be bearing more fruit in your life than you did the year before. A little bit challenging to me as well. The thing is, though, we do have storms. Yeah, we talked about storms and trees, eh? We do have storms, and do you know what? Storms actually aren't there. When you plant a tree, and my husband's a landscape architect, so he loves his plants and his trees, and he does this really well. And when he puts a new tree in the ground, and it's young, or even if he's had to transplant a tree, he puts stakes in, right? So it does have some support. But it actually needs a storm for it to brace against the wind. It actually makes it stronger. It doesn't make it weaker. When I was a kid, I once planted snow pea flowers. And I don't know why, I have no idea why, but I planted 5 inside and put them on the windowsill in my laundry, in our laundry. I was very much a child, probably didn't do any laundry, hey mum. and I planted 5 in the garden where we had a trellis. And the ones in the laundry grew really fast. They shot up, they got really tall, and the ones outside took quite a long time before they actually came up out of the ground. And then I transplanted the ones inside to outside, and they died. They were not strong enough. They were weak. But the little ones took a long time, but they came up thick and strong and grew up the trellis. And I remember even then thinking, maybe a bit of wild weather isn't a bad thing, because it helps us brace against it. And I know sometimes we think, no, well, in real life, storms do destroy trees. We know this. But that's where the analogy ends, because you see, when I get to the scripture, when I see what the Bible says, I actually see that God says He won't give me more than I can handle. And then I look at Paul and he says this: we are hard pressed on every side, but we are not crushed. We are perplexed, but we are not in despair. We are persecuted, but we are not abandoned. We are struck down, but we are not destroyed. And he's talking about being persecuted in a way that I have never experienced. And most of us here probably haven't. But we all do have our own storms, yeah? We definitely do have the storms that we battle through. But I can be confident that I might be hard-pressed, but I have a promise that I won't be crushed. And I might be perplexed, but I'm not going to be in despair. I might get persecuted, but I'm not abandoned. What a beautiful scripture. And I might get struck down, but I'm not destroyed. So, you might face storms, okay, but you can still be growing fruit in your life. In fact, a healthy tree can say, look at all my storms, look at all my fruit. So we keep on growing these simple, beautiful things: love, joy, peace, patience, etc. For us as parents, we want to be modeling the fruit of the Spirit in our homes and growing in it, because I want my kids to learn what really good fruit tastes like so they don't like the opposite, so that they know what rotten fruit tastes like in their own life and in the lives of others. And our kids, we want them to produce that good fruit because they're actually incredibly powerful lights. You guys are such powerful lights when you're in the culture around you. Our theme of Fruit of the Spirit was actually called Make Waves, because when the fruit is operating in your life, you make waves to the community around you. Just like a full, healthy tree can produce enough fruit to give away. Oh, you need peace? I've got some. You can be more peaceful when you're around me because I've got enough to share. Oh, do you need joy? I've got some. Actually, no, everything's not perfect. No, I've still been sad this week about things, but I have a deep set of joy. Would you like some? I can give it away. All right, you're feeling really frustrated and impatient. I've got a bit of extra right now. Would you like some of my patience? Just sit with me for a bit. So we can actually give it away. It makes waves in the world around us. And our kids are powerful lights because I'll tell you what, they're growing up in a very strong culture that is not operating in these fruits. I mean, there's still beautiful people. There's still kids who are being kind. There's all of that. But we have a strong culture that is operating in selfishness. It's operating in hate. It's operating in greed. So we want our kids to be growing this in their life. So we really, I hope they enjoyed that term. I really enjoyed when we looked at the fruits of the Spirit. And I also see them growing in these kids' lives. I watch them. They come up with these beautiful things for one another. And they naturally have joy, because the storms haven't whipped it out of them yet. And they're not going to, because we talked about that, didn't we? How we have to go through life, we do brace our storms, but we can still produce fruit. So here's the challenge to us today. Take a wee look at your life this week. Are you an impatient driver? Do you fly off the handle quickly when your kids make a mess? Do you get a bit mad when you have to share with your siblings or your friends? Do you have a really sharp tongue, kind of quick to attack people who, when you feel a bit hurt or betrayed? Just pick one. Just pick one fruit that you know you probably need to grow in. Just one. And then take some time to cultivate the conditions of your life. Put that fruit before the Lord and then watch what happens. Because I'll tell you, you do. Sometimes you come into situations and you don't know how you're going to change how you're feeling. And you just keep doing this. You keep putting it before the Lord and you keep reading the word or you're praying the word. And sometimes you just look back and you go, I don't know how that shifted. But suddenly I'm different. Suddenly I do have love for that person who I thought I'd never love again. Suddenly I'm not getting angry when someone has an opposing opinion from me. Please grow on that fruit. Our culture needs it. That would be a really good one for the church of God to grow in, all right? That you can handle someone else's opinion. Please, let's be a congregation that can do that. This is powerful stuff, and it does get, you know, we banter it around, but it's actually the very basis of foundation, and I do believe it is one of the most powerful moves of God when you grow these fruits in your life and they begin to manifest in your relationships and to the people around you. So take that. That's your challenge for the week. Now, we have something a bit special I want to move to. Our beautiful kids, we have a number of them who are going to be moving through. And this morning, we want to first of all celebrate our Year 6 students who are going to graduate out of our primary program, and they're moving into our Surge program, which is our preteens. And it's quite significant. One, I'm very sad to see them go. I've spent a lot of time with these beautiful kids, and they're moving on up. But it's also transition and just their ability to talk a little bit deeper about faith. They spend a little bit more time sometimes in the service, learning how just to glean from the Word of God and worship with you. And so it's really significant time. And also, I set our Year 6s a wee challenge this last term to memorize a passage of Scripture. So they had a choice between memorizing Psalm 23, the Ten Commandments, the Beatitudes, or memorizing all the books of the Bible. And as we give out certificates, I'll just let you know, the ones who have done that, we've got these really cool dog tags that have that particular passage I've memorized on it listed, and we're going to give that out. So could I have Kira and David come on up to give me a hand? I'll bring these in front of me. And kids, as you come, just want to, I'll call out your name, and can you come on up, get your certificate, and then just wait here, or even come and stand maybe on this side in a row. Is that okay? And then we'll clap them at the end. All right, so could I start with Gabriel Taylor? Awesome, Gabriel. He memorized the Ten Commandments and did a brilliant job. Yeah, come and stand over there. Oh, pick that one up. Awesome. We got Clara DeLacy. Is Clara here this morning? Awesome. Thanks, Clara. Clara memorized the 23rd Psalm. She is a bright and smiling young lady with wonderful ideas and a very kind heart. Awesome, Clara. Well done. Oh, could someone please go and get Ruth out of the juniors room? She's helping in there today. Thank you very much, Andrew. All right, Toby Hatchard. Toby, come on up. Toby is a very creative and thoughtful young man. I absolutely love his cool ideas, and he's very determined. He memorized the Ten Commandments. Benjamin Bosman. Benjamin, come on up. He is very bright and thoughtful and generous young man. You're very creative, and I love your passion for all things fun. And he memorized the books of the Bible. Bella Russell. Come on up, Bella. Woohoo! Bella is a very thoughtful, fun, and kind girl, and I love how you join in with everything and you offer to help so often. She also memorized the books of the Bible. Talia Jane. Talia, I love your bright smile and your wonderful sense of humour and your gorgeous fashion sense and your kind heart. All right. Talia memorised the Ten Commandments and the 23rd Psalm. So she has got two passages. Well done, Talia. Grace Taylor. Yes, Grace. Yes, she is. Awesome. I love how you're such a deep thinker, honey, and how you look out for others and you know your own mind, which is awesome. She memorized the 23rd Psalm. Well done, Grace. Jenna Smithies. Yeah, come on up, Jenna. Jenna is a very thoughtful, mature, and joyful young lady. I love your heart for Jesus and for helping others, honey. She memorized the 23rd Psalm. Well done. And Joshua McNeil, do you want to come on up? That's awesome. Joshua, I love your bright smile, your very big hugs, and your wonderful ideas, and you're always willing to help. There we go. Congratulations. That was awesome. And John Irvine, come on up. You're a bright and fun young man, and I love your courage to give things a go, and you always have great ideas to contribute. And you memorize the Ten Commandments. Congratulations. That is awesome. Is Zeke Graham here this morning? He is. Zeke, awesome. Come on up. Zeke, you are a creative and smart young man. You have great ideas and very insightful thoughts that we love when you share them with others. All right, congratulations. Awesome, mate. Cool. So good. Thanks, guys. You can have a seat. Well done. So a big group, yeah. A very big group of young people moving up there. Beautiful bunch of kids. Just watch that space. Now, we'd love to do, we've also got some year nines who are going to be doing year tens. And so they are transitioning out of our Sunday morning program of search and transitioning into the life of the church. So for them, what we'd like to do, I know it's probably not your favourite thing to do, guys, but we'd love you to come up for a certificate. And then we also want to invite up your parents, and we would love you guys to stand as a church. We want to pray over them because it's a really significant season of transition. And what I really want to do is charge you, church, to get to know these guys. When you see them on teams popping up to serve, when you see them on a Sunday, they're not likely to approach you, but you're big people, so you can approach them, right? And they are invaluable. They have a lot of incredible insights. They have some amazing experiences. They are walking a really challenging journey, actually, and doing it beautifully. So we'll invite them up. Could I please have Sam and Craig come on up to give these out? So, guys, if you come on up, I'll just call your name. Come and stand up here. And then, parents, I'd love you to join us and Wes and Janet. And we are just going to pray over them. And, church, you can stand when we do that. All right. Can I start with Aliana? Aliana, hon, come on up. Aliana, we love hearing your thoughts and discussion times. We appreciate you being so open and honest. Keep close with Jesus, honey. Right, there's good. I'm going to give this to Craig, and he's going to shake your hand. Awesome. Ashley. Thanks for being part of Surge, hun. You have an Ashley X Factor wherever you go. Don't hide it. Yeah. Awesome. Is Bethany here today? No, and Bethany. Okay, Elijah Dan. Awesome. Elijah, we appreciate you sharing your thoughts and discussion times. You have a lot of great stuff to share, and you're a leader in the making. Awesome. Is Laurie here this morning? Laurie Foote? Nope. Eli Graham? Come on, Eli. Awesome. You make such a great contribution. We love your insights, your deep thinking, and your great sense of humour. Awesome. Here you go, guys. Noah Hatchard. Thanks for your willingness to share and take part in Surge. God has his hand on your life. You are a leader in the making. Keep walking close to Jesus. Amen. Bella Kirkpatrick. Bella, are you here? Come on up. Awesome, honey. Thank you so much. Oh, Laurie is here. Wonderful. Thanks for being part of Surge, Bella. We've appreciated you pushing past your comfort zone. God is growing you to be a great young lady. I'm going to pass that. Oh, you know what? I'll give it to you right here. Come and stand up. Jaden Padawai. Yeah, Jaden, come on up, mate. You are a great young man. God is growing you to be. Thanks for your friendliness. I'm going to give it to these guys. So proud of you, mate. And Laurie, since you're right there, awesome, honey. Thanks for being part of Surge. We've loved having you part of the team. Awesome, honey. Well done. Lincoln Russell. Woohoo, Lincoln. So good. We appreciate your sense of humour, the spark in your eyes. God has some great things in store for you. Here you go, Sam. So good. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Awesome. Well done. Now, guys, would you like just to come to stand down here? Kids, you just want to shuffle along that way a wee bit. Come and stand down here from facing me if you like. And parents, can we just invite you to come up and join them, please? I won't make you do this for very long. You can handle it. Come around. Oh, parents are already up here. That's great. Let's come on down here just so it's a wee bit easier. Yep, where's Janet? Just line up along here, guys. You can face me if you like. Cool, come on down here, Noah, Eli. Just so that we can lay hands on you. All right, Zink and Lincoln, you can face around this way if you like. Cool. All right, Craig, I'm going to lead you off. All right, let's just lay hands on them. Church, could you stand? Yep. Guys, we just really want to value and honour you. You're on an amazing journey. We love you as part of this house. You belong here. There is a place for you here. And we want you to feel loved and welcome by us. We thank you the way that you have just willingly shared, contributed, and we see amazing things growing on your life. Never doubt just how much Christ loves you, the price he paid for you, and that following him is not always easy, but his way is always best. And many people here will testify to that. It wasn't the easy way, but oh, how grateful we are we went that way. Awesome. Craig, I'll hand over to you.
Yeah, we just want to pray over you guys. It's been great having you in Surge. Lord, we just thank you for these amazing young people. Lord, we appreciate them as people. We appreciate them as friends. We appreciate who they are, Lord. They've brought some great stuff to Surge, and I just am very thankful for their willingness to come out and just to be part of what we're doing. But Lord, we also just thank you that they're moving on, Lord. You're growing them into young people who are going to stand in your house, Lord. And I thank you for the giftings and the callings upon these lives here right now. Lord, we recognize them. We see the first fruits of them just starting to show, Lord. And Lord, we just ask that you would grow and prosper these gifts, the giftings that you place on these young people's lives. And God, I also ask that you would show us how to be a part of that journey. Lord, that you would show us how to nurture them in our house and at Living Waters, that they would find their place here, a place where they can grow in who they are as individuals, as a group, as part of the congregation, and also in the callings and giftings that you have upon their lives. So Lord, we speak prosperity over the giftings and the callings. We speak anointings. We ask that you'd anoint them, Father God, and we speak our blessing over them in Jesus' name. We honor you guys, we're thankful for you, and we're looking forward to walking with you as you go forward into your future. And with you guys have a place here.
Amen. Father, we thank you for the fact that you've drawn each one of these wonderful young people to yourself. Lord, we know that we didn't choose you, you chose us. Lord, in each one of these young people, you have personally chosen and brought them to yourself through Jesus Christ. And Lord, I thank you that your Spirit is upon them, your Word is in them. We thank you, Lord, for the Spirit of wisdom and revelation resting on them. Lord, that the eyes of their understanding would continually be opened over the years ahead, that they would know you better, they'd know the hope of their calling, they would know the glory of your inheritance and the saints in them, and that they would personally, each one of them, know the incomparably great power that is toward them because they believe. That same power that you wrought in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him in heavenly places far above all rule. Lord, I thank you that their experiences in you will increase, that the depth of knowledge of you would increase. But most of all, I thank you that you know each one of them very intimately, very powerfully, and you've secured them in your love. Lord, I pray that over these next years of their lives, they would know such a depth of security from you and in you that it would set them well apart from their peers in the world, that they would in actual fact be beacons of light for many. We bless them, we love them, we honor them before you, and we know that they are your workmanship. And it's beautiful to behold in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Amen. Amen.